One thing we've discovered since the StoryCorps booth started crisscrossing the country is that the American experience involves stories that demonstrate just how varied our lives are. A common theme that has emerged is a belief that in America, you can become whatever or whomever you were meant to be. Today, a conversation about identity and transformation. We'll meet two friends, August Faustino and Chrissy Lardo. They came to StoryCorps to talk about their experience transitioning from being women to being men. August Faustino says the yearning for this change began during childhood.
I always basically wanted to be my brother. I had an older brother who was 3 years above me, and I wanted to wear his clothes, I wanted to hang out with his friends, I wanted to emulate everything he did. In fact, I tried too many times. He got irritated with me quite a bit. I would sneak into his room and put on his clothes. Like, I would wear his shirts, I would wear his jeans, and then I remember, like, at bedtime, like, just wishing that I would wake up a boy. That was, like, my big wish. For some reason, everything would just fit then. How did you feel growing up?
When I got my period, I didn't tell anybody. And I didn't realize this would be something that would go on for, like, years. Because I thought, if I wish hard enough, it'll go away. And it wasn't until, like, months later, my mother, she was like, did you start your period? I'm like, I don't know, whatever. She was like, oh, my goodness, you're becoming a woman.
Yeah, no, I can relate to that.
Well, how has the transition been? Because now you completely pass 100% of the time.
It's still, like, a work in progress, essentially. Like you say, I'm passing full time. I've been passing for probably about a year now. When people call me sir, it's just great, that recognition all the time. Because there was that time when I was, you know, really in between, and it could go either way. So someone would call me ma'am or miss, or someone would call me sir, you know, and that was a really awkward time for me. In my daily life now, it's just, it's great. I'm read as male. Like, certain situations are definitely easier for me. In my job, it's a lot easier for me to delegate things and tasks to employees. I don't feel like I have to do it in, like, a nice way or have to frame things, you know,
right,
and I always constantly thought about that before. This needs to get done, and I tell them, and they do it, and I'm nice about it, but that just kind of cues into, like, the differences. How about you? Because it seems like you're starting to pass now.
Right. Sometimes I pass, sometimes I don't, and I have to say that since I began this transition, just psychologically, emotionally, and physically, is I've become a lot happier, and my life is taking a different turn, you know. I'm just at a better place with myself, and there's a lot of rough patches because I'm in that in-between place, so sometimes it's really uncomfortable, and it's kind of crazy to see myself evolving on a weekly basis
yeah.
in terms of where I find myself being accepted as male and just kind of relaxing in that. That's what I'm beginning to learn, is who am I, and just be happy with that.
Chrissy Lardo and August Faustino at a mobile StoryCorps booth in Los Angeles. StoryCorps is traveling the country collecting stories. To make a reservation for an interview and to learn how your story can be part of an archive at the Library of Congress, go to npr.org.
StoryCorps is made possible by a grant from Saturn.